Because I had some, you know, as you were growing up, you have friends. So I didn't really want to leave. It was somewhere far. You know what? When I was growing up, because I was in the province, I remember this distinctly. I thought, well, you have to fly. So I always thought it was just like United States was heaven. You know, I was 11 years old, 10 or 11 years old. So I thought of that. You know, because you have to fly over to get here, and it took a long time. Yeah. And then when I got here, oh. Just like the Philippines, anyway, your land. I wasn't brought up in the city. I was in the province. So when I was growing up, I wasn't in Manila. We just go to Manila for vacation or when I visit my aunt. So it's just like, it's, you know, it's just like somebody who is from a country where it's backward and then coming to. That's how it was. Yeah. It was hard because there were hardly any Filipinos at the time in 1966. Hardly any Asians. When I went to school, in fact, I know little English, but mostly Pangasinan. I don't know Tagalog either. So the teachers and the principals has to talk to my mom and dad to make sure that when we go home, we speak English. Don't speak to us in, you know, in our dialects. That way we learn English faster. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because there weren't anybody around. It was, in fact, when I was going to school, I was in fifth grade. There was only one Filipino and myself, and then some, you know, a couple of Chinese, and then the rest were all Americans. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. It was hard at first because you were having a hard time speaking English. Then later on, it was much better after the first year. The first year was really hard. They were all pretty good. Yeah, like I said, there was hardly any. And, you know where I went to school in the Sunset District in 42nd Avenue over there. And it was, I didn't experience any of that when I was growing up. I know, it was really, I was really lucky. But I guess because at that time, there weren't that many of us yet, so there wasn't anybody who was in groups or groups. You just friends with everybody. I didn't have, my friends were all American. Actually, she was Armenian. She was my best friend from fifth grade up to junior high school. And then in high school, it was in high school when we moved down this way in the Ceremony area. Mm-hmm. Went to El Camino High School. There were still a few Asians and a few Filipinos, and in fact, that's how my first friends were half Chinese and half Filipino, and there was one of them. There was only about three of us at the time, too. They were developing the area. The homes were, you know, the homes were expensive at the time, even though it was then. And then they were building new houses. So that's when they moved out this way, when we decided to buy a home instead of renting an apartment. We used to, they call it flats then. The apartment was flat. It was building, two apartments, one in the back, one in the front. And it was a thing. So that's how we moved out this way, is when they wanted to buy a house. It was my mom and dad, and the four of us, six. Actually, five. Then my brother came. My youngest brother was born over here. It was a three-bedroom apartment. It was my sister and I were in the one bedroom. Then my brother was in the other room. Then my mom and dad in the other room. But you know what? Even though it was three-bedroom, when most of the time we just sleep in the living room, all of us. And we just leave the bedroom alone sometimes because we all watch TV, you know, at the time growing up. You all sleep in one, in the living room and stuff. And then you just watch TV and you just lazy to go. So most of the time, like, say, when there's no homework, then we sleep all of us in the living room. It's like camping out all the time. Not all the time, you know. You go and you sleep, like, somebody's sleeping on the couch and someone who sleep on the floor. And then you get up and then you just go, yeah. Because it's different, you know, when we got here in the Philippines, the rooms were all open, right? So you're not used to having a bedroom to yourself before when we were growing up in the Philippines. So, yeah.